Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Anti-Cruelty Society, I believe. With your help, of course. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 736, welcoming Lydia Kropinski, who's the Vice President, Mission Impact, Chief Program Officer over at the Anti-Cruelty Society. Lydia, welcome to WGN. I'm very happy to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. So let's talk about what's happening. I guess we're calling it Shelter Day, Saturday, August 27th. Would that be the correct title?
Almost. You're almost there. So there is a national effort, almost so close, called Clear the Shelters, and it's actually happening across the country the entire month of August. But the Anti-Cruelty Society, we are specifically celebrating Clear the Shelter Day this Saturday, August 27th. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yes, so please do. What's involved? What are the hours? How can we help?
Yeah. So we are waiving the adoption fees for all of our animals across all of our locations. For those who don't know, our main adoption center is downtown at Grand and LaSalle on River North. That's kind of the classic location most people are familiar with. In addition to that, we also have an adoption center in the South Loop within the PetSmart that's there on Canal and Roosevelt. And so we're doing adoptions there at River North, and then also in six other PetSmarts throughout the Chicagoland region. So it's going to just be a day of making matches between pets and people, sending lots of animals to their forever homes, and just rejoicing, I think, in the human-animal bond.
Yeah, is there overcrowding at this point?
So we have been seeing a really unique situation unfolding this year, and it's not just us, it's all the local shelters, it's the entire nation. But we have a longer length of stay, as we call it, for large dogs. Mm-hmm. So typically this time of year in the summer, we do see higher than normal numbers of animals in shelters. But this year, there's been this exceptional push to try to get large dogs into forever homes. There's lots of speculation out there on why this is happening. No one has quite been able to find the data to support a strong theory. But we think it's a combination of economic uncertainty. A lot of people adopted during the pandemic. So we think that maybe people's homes are filled at the moment, which is part of why Clear the Shelters this year is so important. We really need Chicagoans to step up and help us find homes for as many animals as possible this Saturday.
So of all these locations, what are the hours that this event will occur?
Yeah, so each location is a little bit different. Our main location at River North is noon to 5. So that's the one that I think most people are familiar with coming down to see us at Grand and LaSalle. Our adoption hours at our South Loop location are a little more extended because they match, for the most part, PetSmart hours. So about 10 to 7 at that location. And then the PetSmart stores, the satellites, as we call them, is pretty much the store hours. So what we recommend is people to go to our website at anticruelty.org/adoption. And we have a full list of all of the locations, the hours. And the really cool thing, if you've never been to our website, is we have a gallery of all of the available animals, and it's updated to the minute. So it's great if you have something very specific in mind, like if you want a petite cat to keep your other, petite cat company, or if you want a large dog, if you want a guinea pig, we adopt more than just cats and dogs. That's a great place to go. It's a little bit of cyber stalking, I think, is helpful as people look for their pets.
Well, that would absolutely whet your appetite if you were even slightly inclined and you went to the website and started checking it out. You're going to go, somebody's going to fall in love with some animal on that website. I guarantee it.
I think that you're absolutely right. It's so interesting with technology and how things have advanced over the last couple of decades. But you lock eyes digitally with that dog, cat, rabbit, and you feel like you're their soulmate. It's hard to look away, right?
What are the qualifications that are needed to foster or adopt?
Yeah, so we utilize what we call an open door adoption approach. So we have this commitment as an organization to be open door across the board, right? For animals who need a place to go, a shelter, who need assistance getting rehomed. So on the animal side, but also on the people side, and I think a lot of people don't realize that, We have been doing same day adoptions for a decade. So you come in, you meet an animal, you fall in love, you can go home that moment. You don't have to wait for us to do a home check or, you know, call references and things like that. So what we look for is there's some basic things. You need to have an ID with you, just to prove, you know, you are who you say you are. And we want to make sure that the animal that you're choosing is going to be a good match for you, your household, and your lifestyle. Right. So really, that's what we lean into is we do extensive adoption consultations on the spot to help guide people towards a pet that we can see them being successful with. And then once you go home with them, we provide a lot of post-adoption support so that if you are running into some issues or if things are not going as smooth as you'd hoped, we can help and intervene in a few different ways. And then in instances where it just isn't a good fit, right? Like you bring home a dog and you have a resident dog and they're just not getting along and you talk to our behavior consultants and that's not, you know, leading you down a good path. You know, we'll always take that animal back from you. We don't hold it against adopters. We know that sometimes things just don't work out. And then we can help you find a better match for your household. So we really try to customize the process and make it as personable as we can.
We're talking about the Anti-Cruelty Society's Clear the Shelter Day, which is Saturday, August 27th. And talking about the main River North Center at 510 North LaSalle and matching people with animals, I did that years ago. I walked around inside, I looked at the various animals in their various cages, and then I went into, I guess it's like the courtyard in the middle, I guess we'd call it that.
Yeah, good memory, yeah.
And I hung out with this dog for a while, and the dog and I both decided we liked each other, so.
Isn't that amazing? It's mutual. Yeah. I before I started working for Anti-Cruelty years ago, I had a similar experience where I was looking to adopt, and I came, and they brought a dog out for me, and that dog was not into me. Let me tell you, it was like going on a bad first date. I was just like, this dog's not making eye contact. He's just like completely just like giving me like, you know, the cold shoulder. And I respected that. I'm like, okay, dude, like, I'm into you. You're not into me. We're not going to move forward.
All right.
It's okay, right?
We're doing a little speed dating here, and you're going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, right, it's having that humility, I think, when you're in the market to adopt and you're looking for a new family member, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Right.
You have to have that open-mindedness to see that, hey, maybe this dog isn't the right fit. Maybe this rabbit isn't what I had hoped that they would be, right? You go online, you read about their profile, you come in, you meet with them, you see if there's that chemistry, right? I mean, it's utility is a dating analogy, but there are so many parallels to it. So that's what our team is there to help people with. Sometimes they do find themselves like, oh, I'm not so sure, or there's also this pressure, I think, that comes with these events where folks are like, oh, like, I have to like get in on it today because now, you know, if I save money on the adoption fee, I can spoil them with extra treats or toys or beds and things like that. So what we do at these events is we do provide rain checks. So if someone doesn't find a good match that day, they don't feel that pressure to adopt. You know, you can come back, wait until we have an animal that's a better fit for your lifestyle, and then that way everyone is set up for success.
And I'd like to point out that I think that this is the way to go if you want a pet, is the Anti-Cruelty Society and shelters like it, as opposed to, I don't know, the more expensive breeders or searching out a certain type of dog that would cost quite a bit of money. There's nothing wrong with those animals, but they're but people want, you know, they're famous for their. There are certain breeds of dogs that are very famous and everybody wants them. Yeah. And then there are dogs that are like at the Anti-Cruelty Society, which aren't famous. And people have obviously don't have homes or they wouldn't be there.
And you're helping them, right? And so it's interesting because during the pandemic, I found that there was this sudden heightened awareness of wanting to help one another in the community. We just felt so interconnected, especially in those early lockdown days. And it's been interesting to watch that sentiment unfold within the animal welfare and what's been happening with adopters. And there is this renewed passion, I think, to adopt. And people see that when they're bringing home one of these animals, they're not just benefiting that one pet. They're helping the entire community because this was someone's beloved cat or dog, right, that they couldn't keep for whatever reason. And so you're paying it forward in a sense, because now you're bringing this animal home, nourishing them, loving them, you're benefiting from it, but then you're opening up a spot for another animal in the community who needs help. And so I think if people think of it that way, that this isn't just an isolated, independent decision to bring an animal home, when you adopt, you're helping all of Chicagoland and the entire ecosystem of animals and pet owners that are out there. So it really does make a huge difference to these animals and to organizations like us when people choose to adopt.
You know, it's just my theory that my only experience is with dogs. I haven't taken any other kind of animal as a pet from the Anti-Cruelty Society or any other rescue organization. And it's just been my theory that these animals are so grateful to get out of there and into your home that they know it. I mean, they know it. They know that their life has been improved. I had a Australian cattle dog that I got from the Anti-Cruelty Society. And then it turned out that the Chicago Police Department rescued pit bulls from housing projects and tried to rehabilitate some of them. And one of them, it came to our attention, was they felt, you know, good to go home. And the two dogs met and they got along fine. But that pit bull did not want to have anything to do with any other dog on the street. But if it was the cattle dog that was already there, they were best buddies.
And I
was positive that both of them were aware that they didn't want to blow a good thing, if you know what I mean.
That's amazing.
No, I totally believe that.
There's bonding that happens, right?
We
bond. And I think that what you're saying is true, is that there's this gratitude that comes through. You know, I think sometimes people think that all the animals in our care maybe had some kind of difficult past, and many of them have, but not all of them. But even so, even those that came from great homes and, you know, due to circumstances, people had to give them up, you know, those animals still, they sense that love that pours out from the doctor's home, right? They call them the freedom rides, right? When they go from the shelter to their
I thought that cattle dog was going to take my arm off when I walked out of the Anti-Cruelty Society on a leash. I mean, it was like, hey, we're going. Come on.
Yeah, they get it. They totally get it, you know. And I'm glad you brought up pit bulls, too, because, you know, I think the reality, and a lot of people may not realize this coming to an event like on Saturday, or if they've never been to a shelter before, that we do have a lot of these large breed dogs. And to your point of, like, you know, what's trendy in these designer breeds that people want to get privately from breeders, you know, there is this the sense of joy that comes from adoption, right? Knowing you're giving this animal the second chance. There's the gratitude that you're describing that kind of flows out from the animal. And then there's also just this, you know, we've been talking a lot about how unique these dogs are for in shelters because they're mixes frequently, right? There are these mutts. And we recently, so we're part of something called the Chicagoland Humane Coalition, and it's a group of different animal shelters that have been coming together over the last couple of years to try to collectively address some of the issues that we see in the community when it comes to animals. And so one of the things we've been talking about there and at Anti-Cruelty over the last few months are these dogs. And we've now dubbed them the Chicago-style dog, and we're comparing them. You'll appreciate this. We're saying it's a little bit of everything. You know, as long as you don't put ketchup on it, like, this is a Chicago-style dog. Just put the pork pepper, put the relish. Like, they're one of a kind. You know, when you get a shelter dog, you're getting a one-of-a-kind dog. You may not know what the mix is. You may not know what the breeds are. But they're unique, right? And that makes them special. So that's something
we're talking about... Clear the Shelter Day on Saturday, August 27th, with Lydia Kropinski, who is the Vice President of Mission Impact and Chief Program Officer of the Anti-Cruelty Society. Thank you. What is the website again, Lydia? What is that website?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Anticruelty.org. Go on the main page, and you can navigate to all the adoption information and more.
All right. Thank you so much, and I hope it's very successful. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. Have a great night.